people ask what Omaha means. It's a run play, but it could be a pass play.
I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies.
It's still real to me, damn it.
That guy talking about wrestling, by the way, which is not real, completely fake, scripted.
Wait.
WrestleMania 31 was on Sunday. 70-some thousand people in the 49ers' brand-new stadium is outdoors to go see a fake sport.
Wait. Fake?
It's not real.
You're kidding me. I thought it was real this whole time anyway.
What Pete Rose, you know what Pete Rose used to do? He used to like gamble on things.
Yeah.
Baseball games. It's kind of what the WWE is. Everybody knows what the...
I thought it was
not
real.
Not everybody.
It looks so real to me.
This is a weird moment. I don't know what I'm witnessing right now.
I honestly thought it was real.
Is it weird because we're listening to Don Henley together?
I enjoy this, actually. I like Don Henley.
I can see you through my telescope. All the way from Uranus.
Okay, Tom Schreier's with Cold Omaha, and he's a writer here at 105 The Ticket.
Sorry you had to see this, Tom.
No, I enjoyed it. It was fun, unique.
The Twins, you know, let's get into something he really wants to talk about, too. He's written a great article about the Twins and how this team is being built by the young, by some of the old in this case, this year. But he wants to talk about some of that boom shakalaka stuff that Wiggins has been throwing down.
Tell me that's not great. I mean,
boom, shakalaka.
I think this is evidence that Flip's done well with Wiggins, and I think with LaVine in that game too. LaVine, I think, outscored him actually.
Yeah, he had 21. Wiggins had 17. Wiggins though made, I want to say, number one and number three in the top 10 this morning
on
SportsCenter. One of them being though when he got rejected.
Yeah, and you know what? That kind of made it more fun, as much as Wiggins probably didn't like that. I would say the first one was Wiggins. If you kind of look at it again, it's Wiggins kind of testing it. It's like, can I go up against him? And he goes a little bit around him, and then the second one was just right over the top.
Yeah.
And for a little dude who doesn't weigh that much to go over Gobert,
he's little, but he's 6'8". And what
tiny.
No, come on. What I like about Andrew Wiggins is he's finally coming out of his shell just a little bit, because after that one.
Second dunk,
and he goes to the crowd. He's like,
it was primal. It was primal.
He did the muscle thing.
Did you see the one that Rudy threw on him though?
Yeah.
That I said this. I think it looked like he got sacked. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like Gobert got to the quarterback, and you know what? It's like the NBA needs stuff like this, because especially with the Wolves, it's just they're playing with eight guys. They're tired out. I think we kind of know. With the exception of maybe Lorenzo Brown or something like that, we kind of know what these players are offering you. You know what I mean? And I think you want to see something out of Bennett, but the impression I have is that Bennett's not very healthy, and they're just trying to get him on the court so that he can play a little bit.
He's useless.
They're going to give him another year, and what he has to do...
At $11
million. I know. It wouldn't have been nice.
$11
million! Wouldn't that be nice? But
to do nothing and be terrible.
I mean, that's...
Way off of Pecker.
No, easy.
No, this isn't Pecker.
This is
Although
Bennett.
Pecker is... Just right up there. I mean, 31 games,
man.
A career low. God.
Yeah, he's 12, man.
Yeah, but I would say this. I'd say Bennett, I'm curious what will happen in the next year. He has to do the same thing. He has to go out, get, you know, work out again. And I think you should do P3 with Wiggins and LaVine, because those guys, LaVine, say for like two games, they played. Wiggins leads the NBA in minutes, I believe. So I think they need, you know, he needs to look at the science, which is kind of a weird thing to, you know, ask someone like that. But look at the science behind it and figure out, hey, how do I stay healthy? Because you know what? Again, an injury is not always the player's fault, but regardless of how it happened, he missed valuable time kind of with KG around, and just kind of with, you know, to compete with pain and to play in different sets. And just anytime you miss like that, I mean, unless you're like Shabazz, who I think Shabazz just established himself as a guy who, you know, you have to consider him as part of the future. When you're Bennett, you need to, you know, be on the court as much as possible. So I think, you know, in the offseason, it's get built again and really figure out why these injuries are occurring. And do, like I said, do what, because Wiggins and LaVine are small dudes, and they've stayed healthy. So I think that's a little bit of the P3, which they did in Santa Monica.
But you got to be able to bang down low, man. I mean, you got to be able to have some muscle in there. She did. Well, this, you know what? This LeBron James guy is a pretty good sized dude.
Yeah.
Oh, he's huge.
I mean, come on. I mean, now, that's what now, it's come to. I mean, you better overload these guys in the weight room a little bit and get them out there so that they can hang on, that they're not hanging on by a thread.
But you look at the Minnesota Timberwolves matched up against anybody, even Peck a little bit, even the Pecker. I like calling him. We're going to call him the Pecker from now on. Even the Pecker, who is extremely strong from Montenegro.
The monster.
Even he, I mean, the rest of the Timberwolves look super skinny to the rest of the league. I agree.
I think, you know, I don't know how much Levine's going to add, and I don't even know how much Wiggins is going to add. The positive you have is that Wiggins can keep up with LeBron right now, and he can keep up with Harden. I mean, he's gone kind of toe-to-toe with those guys. Now, is he in their league? No. I mean, those guys are two of the best players in the league, but he can at least, he doesn't look overwhelmed by those guys.
We're talking to Tom Schreier from Cold Omaha and 105theticket.com. Now, as a journalist, obviously you're on the radio too, but...
Yep.
And you get audio clips and stuff when you go down to the Timberwolves games, but you're great at print media, and that's why we have you at Cold Omaha on 105theticket.com. But watching the game last night, poor Marnie Gellner had to interview Andrew Wiggins, and she'd ask him a question, and he would say one or two word answers.
Yeah.
It's not because Andrew Wiggins is a prick.
No, he just
doesn't talk very much. And that's got to be so frustrating as a journalist and somebody that covers the Minnesota Timberwolves to try and get anything out of him.
Here's what I'll say. I like that it comes off as humble, at least. It doesn't come off, as you said, that, you know, like after media. It's basically, I think it's who he is. Now, this year I don't care. Next year I probably won't care. Eventually he has to take ownership of the team. If he's the franchise, you know what? And Kevin Garnett, who, you know, was notorious for skipping out on media and making you wait an hour, he's been a guy who's, you know, been in there promptly when he was healthy, obviously, and kind of is basically sharing the flip gospel. And that's kind of what Wiggins has to do. And like I said, it's something that he has to work on. Now, I think one positive is he's very close to Zach LaVine. And as much as LaVine comes off as very, like, teenager, he is very talkative, and he is very honest. And you know what? He argued with Flip one night where Flip said, you know, I can't remember which game it was, but he had a foul at the end of it. And he goes, yeah, that's not a foul. And Flip goes, no, that totally was. So he's willing to speak his opinion. But more and more, I'm believing LaVine's kind of part of the future here. And I think hopefully he kind of helps Wiggins with that aspect. Even though it's not the game, it's part of being a public figure and an athlete. You know what I mean?
It is. And plus, by that time, you know, 2 years from now is what you're talking about, is that you have to have some of the older guys, people who are in the system, who are the most successful, they have to say things, they have to communicate for the younger guys then below them to buy in to what Flip's got going on, to what maybe at that time Garnett's got going on, and Flip. But it's because of you and your voice in the locker room with the younger guys that they will in turn buy in. And that's important.
The hardest thing with him, and I was talking to a couple other writers about this, is most athletes, save for your superstars like Wiggins, aren't always pestered, so you can go in the locker room and just talk off the record and develop trust. You really can't do that with Wiggins, because as soon as you talk to him, someone else starts. You know what I mean? Everyone wants more and more access, and it happens to Maurer too. If you stave off the media, all you get is more, because people want, you know, there's just a certain quota. Eventually, if you talk too much, people say, yeah, I'm done with you. You know what I mean? but you know, it's a balance to be struck, and it's a skill that to be had, and I think Andrew Wiggins will figure it out. If anything, I'm confident, because like I said, I think that's actually something Zach LaVine can offer him, which is pretty cool.
I do too. And I think that when you say something, if you are one of those leaders and you do know that you have to say something, have something to say.
Yeah.
I mean, have a good point to make. And that takes skill. That takes a little time to understand that, like, what the main thing about a game, whether it's a win or a loss, you have to come up with that. You can't bury that. You have to talk about what's at hand, what's relevant, why they're asking you to answer these questions when you come out of the locker room to get it fresh.
Yeah.
You can't go off on some other tangent. And that's the key of a guy that knows and understands the media.
Yeah. If anything about him, I think if I know it about his game, he's willing to be coached. He didn't come in here and say, hey, I'm a superstar, I'm just going to do it my way.
Right.
And you know what? When I was 19, I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it my way.
No.
You know what I mean? So I think that's just a human element. And I think, you know, he is kind of, he's mature for his age. And I think if he's willing to be coached as a basketball player, I think he's going to be willing to, you know, coach as just a person, as a public figure here in Minnesota.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about the Who Shall Not Be Named number one and the Who Shall Not Be Named number two. After watching the games this last week, and I'm sure you watched the NCAA March Madness games, who do you like? The Who Shall Not Be Named number one from Duke, or the Who Shall Not Be Named number two from Kentucky? Because, and we'll get into this coming up next, the insiders at ESPN.com and whatnot, you got to get the password to get in there and stuff.
Yep.
They were saying today, Chad Ford, who's a big guy when it comes to the NBA, that the Who Shall Not Be Named number two from Kentucky is overtaking the Who Shall Not Be Named number one from Duke. on a lot of teams' draft boards, particularly because of that game on Saturday, Kentucky-Notre Dame, where the who shall not be named number two. Silly, but
you have to do it because you're going to jinx this squad again, and it's been jinxed far too many times.
25 points, 25 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a web that I've completely constructed around myself.
It's an evil tapestry that you've woven.
But I say one of their names, and I get backlash from Twitter and people calling in. They're like, you can't
say his name.
And I was like, wait a second. I made up the rule, for God's sakes. The who shall not be named number one or number two. Which one do you like?
I'm going to go, now I'm confused, the one from Duke.
That's what everybody's saying. But yeah. I'm just telling you guys, and I'm telling both of you guys, I'm telling Jerry Zagoda, I'm telling Our Lady from the Star Tribune.
Rachel.
What's her name?
Rachel. No. Amelia Reno.
Amelia Reno. Yeah. Anybody in basketball, anybody that's watching, anybody that doesn't necessarily know, trust me, the U shall not be named number two from Kentucky. I think he's going to be a better Timberwolf. We'll talk about all that coming up, though. Here in just a second. I wanted to get your take. And, of course, everybody's saying Duke guy because he's the guy that Duke.
Well, I don't think so. I think they have just as much opportunity to talk about the guy that's on an undefeated team that is doing
He doesn't play as much as the U shall not be named number one because they're deeper. They have a better team. And so, but we'll get into all that. Tom Schreier, Cold Omaha, 105thetticket.com. What do you have coming up on the wake-up call? I know it's almost a week away. Cold Omaha opens up, wakes us up Sunday mornings from 8 to 10.
I think we're going to go heavy with Brandon Warren just because, and I know we teased the baseball. Twins thing. Yeah, we'll be doing some baseball. Maybe we can talk about that after, but he does know his numbers. And like I said, the one thing about him is a lot of people sit behind their computer with the numbers. He actually goes in the locker room, talks to him, really helps the players understand what he's talking about. A superstar talent. That's why we obviously want to have him on.
Well, we don't use the word superstar like that.
Around. I want to watch what the hell you're saying.
He is a shining star. I don't know what other kind
no
of star
words of star, no okay. Nothing.
I don't want.
He's good at what he does.
He's an up and comer. He's fantastic. He's very talented.
You can
talented.
Say falling star.
He's a cleanup hitter. That's
yeah,
what he is.
He's a cleanup hitter. That's good.
He brings him home because he's got the goods.
Whoa,
baby, got it going on type of deal. You know what I'm saying?
Can't say that either. That's what I do.
You got it going on?
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. I got it going on, God. Dog. Come on back, everybody. It's either number one or number two. You know, it's kind of like thing one, thing two.
Who shall not be named.
Okay.
Help us out. 651-989-9105. Somebody come to my rescue and say you like Kentucky guy better. Trust me, he's going to be a better pro.
You know, don't campaign for it, dude. I mean, the other guy, number one guy.
No, I like
from
number
Duke,
two guy.
I mean, let's bring the heat. The real guy. Come on back. I'm boring everybody. Come on. Let's just go away. Let's just take a break. I'm sick of you, too. I'm tired of the way you're looking at me right now, too. You make me uncomfortable. Okay, do I have to say it? Radioactive Sports.
Superstar Mike Morris and Ben Holson. You're listening to 105 The Ticket.
Will you guys please listen to this? The U shall not be named one, and the U shall not be named number two. Courtesy of CBS Sports from this last weekend.
Coach K said, if you're not in the paint, don't shoot, son.
Look at Okafor.
He is a load. Said affectionately.
They can say
it. Such a great rhythm to his movements, the motion.
Notre Dame lead. Kentucky trying to answer here. Back to the big man. Towns rough it up. August, a foul, and it counts! Carl Anthony Towns, a chance at three.
Which he sunk because he hits his free throws. We're calling him the U shall not be named number one. Joe, initials from Duke. It's allowable. Or Cat from Kentucky. Wildcats, Cat.
Got
it's
it.
Also his initials.
Got it.
So.
I it's not that I know any more about Cat than I do Joe. I don't.
I know you don't.
But
I want you
know
to watch him.
That what I've seen and the games I've seen, two games for sure that I was watching for Tyus Jones. I wanted to watch the kid. He's been on with us. And speaking about polished athletes that can address the media as well, I mean, Tyus Jones, no one like him. For that age, no one like him. I mean, he's a polished kid right off the street. I mean, he's been involved in AAU, but that's not the subject here. But I do watch for that reason, so I've seen more of Joe.
Yeah, a lot of people have seen a lot more of him because he has been, prior to this weekend, he was the number one player all season in the top 100, according to ESPN.com. But what the insider said, according to mock drafts and all this stuff, what a difference one game made for Cat. After a miserable one-point outing in a 13-minute game against West Virginia.
Who are you calling Cat?
None of your business.
I feel like this is like an FCC regulation. No, you can't say their names.
Then it's, I mean, that one point game had seriously questioning about why Cat was being mentioned as a potential number one pick. But the freshman center saved Kentucky's season against Notre Dame this weekend. He had a career high 25 points, 10 of 13 shooting, 25 minutes, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Scored more field goals than the rest of Kentucky's starting 5 combined. His signature game, one of the scouts will be referring to when they make cases to their GMs that he should go number one ahead of Duke's Joe. That case was made by scouts to this insider over the weekend for the first time this season. As a result, Cat has ascended to number one in our top 100 players. Now every scout in the NBA is praying that UK and Duke meet in the championship game, so are we, so that Cat and Joe get to battle it out on the floor to help settle who will be the top pick in the draft. Prior to this weekend, obviously, I just said Joe had been number one, the number one player. He's now been moved to number two after extensive feedback from scouts this weekend. Joe is still number one on many NBA draft boards, but I believe he's no longer number one on the majority of them. This weekend, he had just 6 points and 8 rebounds against Utah on Friday, and then clearly struggled with the length of Utah freshman Jacob Poeltl. Do you know how to say his name, Tom Schreier? Poeltl?
I'm sure you don't ask me. Fine.
Well, how would you know?
I probably can pronounce the Polish player that we just signed better than you can.
On Sunday, he struggled a bit with the size and strength of Gonzaga's big men. He just had 9 points, 4 of 10 shooting. The bigger issue, though, is Joe continued mediocre defensive play. He doesn't play with the urgency of the other elite players on the floor. It's scaring NBA teams. He's clearly the most polished offensive big man to come along in a long time, but will he have the motor and toughness to do the job on both ends? I think it's a head-to-head matchup. Cat could defend Joe, but I don't think Joe could defend Cat, said one NBA scout. As good as Joe is offensively, head-to-head, I think Cat would come out ahead.
Can we just call the other one Dog?
Cat Dog?
Yeah, cat, I think it'd be better.
Remember that show?
Cat
that
Dog?
Weird show
sure,
with the, yeah, the cat dog.
You better believe it. I loved it.
So the season stats, obviously, Joe has he played more minutes. He played 30 minutes, 66% field goal shooter, 51% from the free throw line. He's, I mean, just is just not good. 8.7 rebounds a game, 1.4 assists, 1.4 blocks, 0.8 steals, 2.5 turnovers a game, 17.5 points on average. Cat had 21 minutes, 81% field free throw shooting, 6.5 rebounds, just as many as assists, doubling the blocks, just as many steals, half the turnovers, 10.1 points. But Kentucky is much deeper, and they have Cauley-Stein as well, another big man.
Yeah, but that's why
Duke doesn't have that.
Duke has him out there longer. He has probably as much more opportunity as he has to do well. He also has a chance to create more turnovers and all that other stuff that you mentioned that were more negative. I mean, he plays longer. He gets tired.
Yeah. Cat's a better well-rounded guy. When you
Dog is a more rounded guy.
No, it's not true. When you got a guy with like Andrew Wiggins and Zach LaVine, they're building the Minnesota Timberwolves around. You want a guy that can run and shoot and hit your free throws and play defense.
The only thing I ever heard about with Dog came from Grant Hill. When they played San Diego State, Dog was lighting the place up. He had 12 points in the first quarter. They didn't even worry about him after that. They took him out midway through the second quarter.
He already had
18.
The Timberwolves are my second favorite team when it comes to professional sports in this town. Vikings, Timberwolves, Twins, Wild for me. Just in what I follow. Even though I love the Wild to death, I just know the most about these other teams. And when it comes to the Timberwolves, I want them to take Cat. Meow.
Well, here's the thing for me. I think both are well coached, obviously, in the college ranks. They're both 6'11". I think if you look at their size, though, and this is kind of what Flip does. He takes guys that have the size he likes. And I know, Bennett, you don't like the tweeners and stuff like that. But
tweeners.
He is not a tweener. 275, you are a center. So I think, you know, with what they have, Jang is going to be used in certain sets. I don't think he'll ever be a starter because, like I said, most players have – or most other teams have a bigger guy that can, you know, muscle him around. And you don't know what you're going to get with Bennett. I think that 275, that's the guy you stick on Cousins and Lopez and, you know, any of these bigger guys, you know, Howard or whatever, any of these bigger guys in the NBA. And so, like I said, it seems kind of cheap to say, well, yeah, it's just the weight and the 25-pound difference. Well, it is a big difference. And I think with Flip, I more and more believe that as much as I don't like that his teams don't shoot enough three-pointers, and I kind of worry about him splitting jobs. One of the great things he did when he came down and coached is, you know, it was all about Wiggins and LaVine. in that game last night, if anything, if you just want to watch one game and see where they come along, Levine's shooting better. He's using his athleticism. He has game-breaking,
playing dunks. His natural shooting guard spot.
That's where he should. And you know what? He's playing point guard, I think, to improve as a shooting guard. Flip has, like, came out and kind of said that, but that's basically, I think, what's going on. And I think Wiggins, he's aggressive. If you're going after Gobert, That guy's not floating anymore. He's not settling for jumpers. He's going after the big guy. And he knows why you do it, because it's rewarding. Because it was a positive at the end of the game, even though he got stuffed and, you know, Gobert went and did the linebacker thing. So
I'm glad that you both are on my team now. We're all on for Cat from Kentucky, right?
No, we're not. No, Grant Hill was really big. I know he played for Duke, but I think that the dog from Duke is better than your cat from Kentucky.
You guys will come.
Dog Joe Duke.
I'm much more of a dog person when it comes to the actual animals, but when you're calling dog and cat, number one, number two, I'm going kitty cat.
Well, I think we'll probably end up arguing like cat and dog. We have up next a little NFL draft trivia. We need a couple contestants for this thing. 651-989-9105. We're going to play for four tickets for any 2015 Minnesota Swarm home game. Lower level Swarm tickets are starting for as low as $21 and can be purchased by calling 1-888-MN-SWARM or by visiting mnswarm.com. Plus, a four-pack of tickets to see the Running Aces April Comedy Show on 11th. Shane Moss, as seen on Conan, two contestants right now. Please give us a call. I don't know who wrote this, but call if you're a sissy pants. And we'll have all that said and done right after the break. We're so happy that everyone's all aboard with this trivia game that we don't know what we're doing.
What do you mean?
It's listed as NFL draft trivia, and then at the bottom it says... we're going to talk about Wild, March Madness, and WrestleMania trivia,
well,
too.
Well, don't talk about that. That part should have been taken out. The damn interns.
Oh.
Damn
it. So it is NFL trivia. I'm guessing that we have our two contestants already lined up.
We do.
I'm guessing that I'm also going to be a lifeline
for
each of them.
Mark B.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Mark B.
This is me. This is Ben. And the superstar Mike Morris, 105 The Ticket.
Yeah.
You ready to play trivia?
I'm ready.
Yeah, okay. Three questions, all of them multiple choice. Mark, on line one, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Question number one.
Jesus. Turn your radio down.
Turn your radio or TV down, please.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Question number one.
Okay, down.
All right. Mark?
Yeah?
What school has produced the most first-round NFL draft picks since 1980? Is it A, Miami of Florida, the U? Is it Ohio State?
I'm going to say Miami.
Okay. Then you are...
Why didn't you wait for all of them?
Well, he's correct. He's correct. Remember, these are multiple choice. Mark, and you have the superstar Mike Morris as your lifeline if you have a problem with one of them.
Okay.
Question number two. How many rounds was the very first NFL draft? Was it A, 8 rounds, B, 9 rounds, C, 10 rounds, D, 11 rounds?
9 rounds.
Okay, that is correct. Mark, you're very smart.
Wow, Mark. I mean, how smart could you possibly be? You just nailed those two like it was nothingness.
Well, so?
Yeah.
Good answer.
So? Exactly.
Well said.
So far, 2 for 2, Mark. Question three. What team drafted Bo Jackson with the number one overall pick in the 1986 draft? Is it A, the Kansas City Chiefs? B, the Los Angeles Raiders?
Kansas City Chiefs.
You should have used your stupid-ass lifeline.
That is
incorrect. It was Tampa Bay, Jicky Jack.
That's incorrect, Mark. Mark, you got 2 out of 3 questions correct.
It was Tampa Bay, wasn't it?
It was Tampa Bay. Exactly.
Oh, ready to go.
Need you to hold on the line just a second here.
Next time, why don't you listen, Slappy?
Let's go to Willie from Hastings on line 2. Hey, Willie, you're on 105 The Ticket.
All right.
Willie, I'm worked up. Go. I'm sorry, man. I want to apologize to Mark, first of all. And as far as... our relationship between you and I, we're good. Would you like to continue?
Willie, are you still there?
Yep, I'm ready.
3 questions, multiple choice. The superstar Mike Morris is a lifeline. You can ask him for help on one of these final 3 questions. You got it?
All right.
Got to get 2 correct to match Mark, who...
knows everything.
Yeah, or thinks he does.
He's a ringer.
Yeah.
He didn't know that Bo knows.
Yeah, he... yeah. Question number one, Willie. What NFL franchise has had the most number one overall draft picks? Is it A, Cincinnati Bengals, B, the Colts, C, the Cleveland Browns, D, the Buccaneers.
I'm going to guess Cleveland.
And you're going to be wrong.
Yeah. The Bucs, maybe?
Baltimore/Indianapolis Colts have had the number one overall selection 7 times. Oof. You got to get the rest of these. Willie, or you're screwed.
Okay.
Number two. According to NFL rules, what is a player eligible to enter the NFL draft? Is it A, immediately after high school? B, 3 years after high school? C, immediately after college? D, after his 18th birthday?
3 years after high school.
Ba-boom. Bada-bing, bada-boom.
The Maurice Clarett rule.
Yes. Willie, got to get this one correct to stay alive.
That's one in a row.
Question number three. Remember, you still have the superstar Mike Morris as your lifeline available. What team drafted John Elway with the first overall pick in the 1983 NFL draft? Is it A, the Cleveland Browns?
B, Colts.
That is correct.
They weren't messing around. These people were not messing around today.
No kidding. All right, Willie.
No, I'm old enough. I remember.
Okay, Willie.
Who was traded to Baltimore to bring John Elway to Denver?
Ooh, I need a lifeline on that.
Yeah, for right.
It's what?
He said, so does he.
Okay, well, it was Chris Hinton.
Oh, of course, Chris Hinton. God, everybody knows Chris Hinton. All right, tiebreaker question. Willie from Hastings against Mark, okay? Here's what happens. I'm going to ask you a question, a numerical answer. Whoever knows the answer first, say your name. Also then say your name in response, kind of like an echo, and then you can answer, and then the other person can answer, okay?
Okay.
Jeez. Okay. What the hell's wrong with you?
Willie and Mark, tiebreaker question. For the 2015 NFL draft, how many selections do the Vikings currently have?
Willie, I'll say
Willie.
9.
9? Mark, yeah. What do you say?
I'll say 8.
Mark, congratulations, you're closer. They currently have 7 overall draft picks. They have 2 in the 7th round, none in the 6th round. Mark is the winner. You guys will have to argue it out with our assistant producer. Great prizes. Tickets for any 2015 Minnesota Swarm home game. Lower level Swarm tickets start as low as $21. Can be purchased by calling 1-888-MN-SWARM or by visiting MNSWARM.com. Plus a 4-pack of tickets to see the Running Aces April Spring Comedy Show Saturday, April 11th with Shane Moss as seen on Conan.
Conan.
Not the Barbarian, just Conan. Okay. Yep.
Did you guys get that?
I'm done with those guys.
Hello?
No, I'm done with those guys, I said.
What was Mark's deal? What's wrong?
Don't know.
He answered too fast.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't using his head.
Well, he got 2 out of 3. Seemed pretty smart to me.
Well, yeah, then he got the last one. I guess you're right. Yeah. Yeah, I'll give him that. Didn't know anything about Chris Hinton. Neither did you, Slappy.
No.
Pretty damn good offensive lineman. Come on back, everybody. We got a little Mike's break, so you never know. It's kind of a hodgepodge. It's kind of a mix and match smorgasbord. We're going to talk the talk. That's what we do here at Sports Radio. That's all you can expect. That's all you're going to need to show up for the next segment. So just get out of here and come on back in a couple minutes.
Feel that? Radioactive Sports. 105 The Ticket.
Who is this?
AC/DC.
What's the song?
Could be Rock and Roll Train.
No.
So many of them start like this.
Every AC/DC song sounds the same.
I give up.
Sky's on fire.
Sky's on fire. Yeah, that's what Malcolm sings. Malcolm sings like that.
Malcolm.
He's got dementia. It's too bad.
I feel like I have dementia after working with you for how many? It's
only, you know what? It's only been I wish like I could months. Forget about you more. I don't have dementia enough. Ow. You know that last guy that we just had on the radio? I don't know. I mean, he sounds vaguely familiar to me. He's the guy that ran over you with his wheelchair, I'm pretty sure. I think he does. I'm pretty sure. I know it's him.
Is his name Mark?
I think so.
Seriously. Well, I'm sure.
I mean, call back, Mark. You almost hit Ben.
No, he didn't almost hit me.
No, he hit you.
He left me with a gigantic bruise down at Hubert's. I'm sure he'll be down at Hubert's tomorrow. It's Wolves Wednesday. We have Wolves Wednesday tomorrow. We take a week off, and then the final game of the season on the 15th, tax day. If that guy's name is Mark, I should, when he hit me with his wheelchair, and this is like a motorized thing.
He didn't mean to, but man alive, no. I mean, he just gave it hell, too. I mean, it wasn't like he was just taking off on a little stroll.
I was pinned up against his, it's not a wheelchair. It's, what is it, like a scooter type thing?
Well, no, I mean.
It's like a rascal. I think they call those things rascals. I was pinned up between that and the bar on Hubert's. I was just standing there talking to you guys, and all of a sudden.
He was asking me a question, and they just gunned it.
I don't, did he gun it? No, I.
I mean, he accidentally, because he was asking me a question when he did it. He didn't even know, but he like lunged into one, like one of the.
I'm surprised I'm not dead. To be honest,
one of the joysticks in this case, really, and he ran you into the bar and pinched you into the bar, and I'm like standing there going, "What did he just do?"
If that was Mark, I swear to God, that's the last time you went, Mark. If that is you,
yeah, don't give him the tickets.
Well,
I mean, make him buy us lunch down there before he can have the tickets. He's got to do something for that little fiasco.
As soon as we go to Hubert's tomorrow, I'm going to ask him because he's there every time. I'm gonna ask him.
Just ask him his name. Say, by the way, what's your name, sir?
Yeah.
Mark. But he'd go, Mark.
But I'm gonna need you to be there because I'm gonna have to have you hold me back if his name is Mark.
Because he pinned you. I mean, a lot of the times you pin yourself to the bar.
Yeah, but that's a completely different thing. I don't make myself bleed or bruised.
I've seen you so soused.
No, yeah.
When you walk outside,
it's not true.
And you fall down, and you can barely get up, that you literally,
it's not true.
Grovel your way back into your home.
You've never seen me like that.
You told me about it.
Why
you fell down outside. You could barely even. You could barely even get back
in.
You could have absolutely frozen to death.
It was in snow. It was one of the coldest days of the year, and I mean,
you went groveling back to your house, and you probably skinned yourself up, so you have brought blood upon yourself.
No, there was no blood. I fell in the snow. It just happened. It's one of those things. I'm still alive. I'm grateful, but I've had. What are you doing over there? Are you watching TV?
I got stuff to do. I want to do something different than you. Well, the bottom line is this piece that I found, the final four, the rapid fire predictions.
Yeah.
Two guys talking about the whole thing. They're wrapping up the final four and who's paired against who. Who are the great ones? Who are not so great? Who's going to be the best one out of the entire tournament? Well, they're basically predicting guy number one, guy number two, or as we know it, cat and dog. Those two guys, they intend to see, and they're predicting Kentucky versus Duke.
Yeah.
I think they must be, by the way this whole piece goes, this video piece that I have, that they must be saying that Duke is going to win it all because they have their MVP already selected. Do you want to know who it was?
Cat.
No, not cat.
Dog.
No, not dog.
Justice Winslow. He's pretty good.
Doesn't even play.
Yes, he does. He's pretty good.
Not like this guy. Our very own Apple Valley's
Tyus
Jones is picked as their MVP. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I've had him on several times, had a couple chicken wings, some celery, a little ranch. He sat with me for, two or three times down at Old Chicago with his mother.
Bob's going to talk to his mom tomorrow, by the way. Trey. Who's the other kid's name? His brother?
The younger kid who's like a sophomore?
Tyus and Trey.
No, Trey
is the younger brother, plays for Apple Valley.
Is he? Okay, I wasn't sure of that.
Bob's going to talk to their mom tomorrow about what it's like to be the mom of a guy not only going to Duke, but your younger son winning the state championship.
Right.
And your older son about to win, or well on his way anyway, to win the March Madness Final Four tournament at freshman year and possibly being an MVP. I mean, he's been amazing. It's funny watching Duke, because I'm paying a lot of attention to Duke and Kentucky because of the two guys, obviously. But Duke has the best freshman starting four I've seen in a long time.
Probably since Michigan.
They had five.
The Fab Five. Well, yeah. I mean, but in this case, four.
But Duke doesn't have any depth. Kentucky is deep. Very deep. Two
as
completely
always,
different teams.
As always. Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see if they match up. I hope they do.
I think it's going to happen.
I think you're right.
I predict that way. And you do too, don't you?
No. I had Virginia going.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry about that. Hey.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Sorry. I'm really sorry about that.
Sure you are.
Looks like you're buying some lobster.
Not yet, because I was much better at the rest of the bracket than you were. So I'm still crushing you.
You're 4 points ahead of me.
Oh, God, that's not good.
That's not real good. I've seen.
Not good at all.
I've gone.
That's why I need Duke to lose.
Yeah.
Duke is the only thing that can save me in this whole ordeal.
Yes.
Although, if
Kentucky wins against whomever, in this case, the other being Michigan State, I still do some damage on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to beat you.
I hope.
I don't know about Rich, though.
I don't think Wichita big money State, like though. You guys do. Big money TV guy and big money superstar Mike Morris. I'm just a lowly old radio guy that's scraping to get by.
Well, let that be a lesson to you before you jump into these big bets.
Well, I didn't make the bet.
What
you
did I teach
you
last year? What did I teach you last year about this baseball betting?
Well, I crushed you last year.
Oh, yeah, I didn't teach you anything. Let's take a break. We need to take a break. I need to have it out with you a little bit, and I'm tired of people having to put up with you and I. We've got the sillier side of sports. And then, of course, my true superstar. But you and I have got, we're going to scrap a little bit. Everyone out there, you'll be lucky to hear from Ben Holson again.
No, I was just going to say, I hope you make it through this next break. I've been lifting weights. You're screwed.
Son of a bitch. Come on back, everyone. Radioactive Sports.
You're listening to 105 The Ticket. Back to superstar Mike Morris and Ben Holson.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
I'd take it out and throw it all over Holson so maybe some of it could rub off on him.
Yes.
Yes.
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
What's going on? You guys touch pee-pees or something?
No. No.
Hello?
Hello.
I love this.
Because people like to say salsa.
It's my favorite thing. Sillier side of sports, everybody. You ready for this?
I'm ready to go.
A 29-year-old Kentucky fan was arrested on Saturday night in Girard County, Kentucky. You know,
was it a cat?
No. On charges of wanton endangerment, endangering welfare of a minor, and criminal abuse after allegedly giving her one-year-old nephew beer and rum as she celebrated Kentucky's 68-66 win over Notre Dame. Angela Spoonamore reportedly gave the baby alcohol through a sippy cup and at one point threw him to the ground. The baby was taken to a hospital with a busted lip. Spoonamore, 29, said she was drunk at the party, doesn't remember being arrested, and the report also said that Spoonamore referred to the baby as her niece until she was reminded that it was her nephew.
She hasn't had too much to drink. She didn't have too much.
Drunk.
Just got confused a little bit with a niece and a nephew. Just gender, no big deal.
Kentucky. They are just backwards. You think, I mean, we hear about West Virginia, Arkansas. I mean, Kentucky,
yeah.
It's not good.
So is that second player that shall not be named.
Yeah. No, come on, stop it. We've heard a lot of things about former Timberwolf Kevin Love since being traded to the Cleveland Cavaliers and his bitchy attitude. LeBron told Cleveland.com that he only has three good friends in the NBA and none of them are on his team. He said, quote, people get so infatuated with the best of friends, things of that nature. First of all, I've got three very good friends in this league. That's Carmelo Anthony. Can you name the other two?
Well, if it's another jackass like Carmelo Anthony, I mean, I say Cousins, perhaps?
No, come on, stop it.
No, I don't know. I guess I don't.
Chris Paul?
CP3.
Yep. And former teammate.
I don't know.
Dwayne Wade.
Oh, Wade? D. Wade.
Then he said, and after that, I just have a bunch of teammates. I have guys I ride for every day. I know and work with a lot of people, but I can count the amount of true friends I have in one hand. With that being said, it's still funny to use the term BFF with anything, obviously, when it comes to LeBron James. It's interesting.
Yikes.
Former Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez murder trial continues.
Yeah.
Hernandez told Patriot security director that he wasn't involved in the murder of Odin Lloyd, which is what he's on trial for right now. The security director said Hernandez said, quote, swore on his baby's life that he was telling the truth.
Okay.
Patriots owner Robert Kraft, who was on the stand today and I think yesterday, has been visibly annoyed that he had to testify in this case. I don't blame him. Kraft said that he spoke to Hernandez at the Patriots facility 2 days after Lloyd was killed. He asked Aaron if he had anything to do with the killing.
Kraft
said,
did?
Yeah.
Kraft, he asked him at the facility?
Yeah.
Oh.
Kraft said, quote, he said he was innocent. That's what Kraft told the court. At the end of the conversation, Kraft says Aaron hugged and kissed him on the lips.
Nice.
Wasn't on the lips, but he did kiss him on the cheek.
Yikes.
Kissed him. Aaron Hernandez kissed him.
But apparently he asked his fiance or girlfriend at the time to dispose of a box.
40 pounds.
40-pound box.
And she said, okay.
Sure.
I'd love to.
He said, did it smell funny to you? It smelled like a skunk. So she said it smelled like a skunk.
What could be 40 pounds?
I don't know what could weigh that much. I mean, a gun, obviously. and it would smell like sulfur from the gunpowder.
Sure. Not 40
40
pounds.
Pounds? I mean, if he had more shells, more ammo in there, that's a pretty good-sized box, though.
Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton was the recipient of a scathing hot take that circulated Monday and evolved from an elementary school newspaper. An elementary school kid wrote this. The report read from this kid, who elementary school, what is that, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old maybe?
Elementary, yeah, well, yeah, I was very young.
This kid said, my favorite team is the Carolina Panthers. I feel that they need a better quarterback. The quarterback is Cam Newton. The team never wins, and I think he is the reason. He gets intercepted a lot. I'll admit that maybe the team is responsible for some of the losses, but most of the time it's his fault. There's a spot for him on the team, and that's at running back.
Wow.
Now that I think about it, the Panthers were never really a very good team. Maybe he isn't the only bad player.
Wow. D'Angelo Hall. They let go of one of the running backs.
He's old.
Ancient.
Wicked. D'Angelo Williams.
Cam Newton, I mean, I don't know about you, but they make a pretty big deal out of him every single week, and like if the Panthers have a chance to win it all, it's gonna have to be Cam Newton's day.
Yeah.
I see him as sort of being clumped into that same category of really super athletic quarterbacks like RG3.
I don't know. I'd put him maybe up towards Dante Culpepper because he's a bigger guy. Whereas RG3 is kind of a pansy. Don't you think?
Of course
he's teeny.
Yeah.
Teeny little guy.
Spindly.
Yeah.
The fact is that they run well. That's how they made their living in college.
Mm-hmm.
And they just don't do enough on the field to make it. I think Cam's a better quarterback by a long shot than RG3.
Yeah.
But RG3 had everything there for a while, and I don't know where it went. I don't know where it went.
Surprised I made it through today, having to work with you again, but I'm glad
you're
back.
Know what? Why don't you just...
Join us tomorrow.
I'll just get out of here.
We'll be at Hubert's from 4 to 7 before the Timberwolves take on the Toronto Raptors, beat those Canadians. But...
I'll get on to Hubert's. You stay here.
No. I miss you. I'll miss you too much. It's a love-hate thing.
All right.
I love to hate you. No, take us home, would you please?
I love to hate you.
Thank
I hate
you.
To love you.
Thank you.
Army Staff Sergeant Timothy R. McGill is my true superstar that I've selected for today. 30 years of age, from Ramsey, New Jersey, assigned to the 2nd Battalion, 19th Special Forces Group, Middletown, Rhode Island. He died September 21st at Forward Operating Base Shank, Afghanistan. Wounds suffered when enemy forces attacked his unit with small arms fire while conducting range training in Gardez, Paquita Province, Afghanistan. 30 years of age, Army Staff Sergeant Timothy R. McGill is the true superstar for the day. Keep him in your hearts and prayers, if you would, please. You're doing us a big favor. Good night.
Your all-day sports talk leader, 105 The Ticket.